When you see 2 years in a row, last year with Akeev and this year with Sopoaga, the team kind of being aggressive at the trade deadline and recognizing, oh, this is an opportunity that we can really improve the team midseason. How does it feel from the player perspective about the team's approach to doing it?
I think that they're doing everything possible to help the team. So Isaac is a great football player. He's been in the league for a long time now, and I know he's a talented inside defensive lineman, and he's going to help us.
Bill joked yesterday about putting Nate Solder back there as the quarterback in scout team work this week to kind of replicate what Roethlisberger can do. What are some of the challenges of going up against a guy like that? Not a big guy, but you can also play him this week.
With a guy of his size, it's easy for him to kind of shake guys off. If you're going to tackle him with your arms, he can kind of shrug you off and still make a throw down the field. So you just really have to be conscious when you get to him to make sure that you wrap him up and try and get him down and at least hold him up and hope that your buddies are coming to help you out. So he's a bigger quarterback that really you're not used to guys that are shrugging you off as easily as he can with certain guys. With when he's in a situation of getting sacked, he kind of just shrugs guys off and is able to make a big play. So it's going to be a challenge because he's been doing it for a long time now, and he's a great quarterback.
How important is it, not looking too far ahead, how important is it to, whether the bye be in the third week or late the season, to go into that bye kind of on a winning note?
It's very important. I think, right now we're at the point where we're just really focusing in on this game and, putting all our effort into going out there to play a great four quarter game there. I think last week, again, we didn't play the way we really wanted to. So just really focusing in on the things that we have to do as a team to play well come Sunday.
Rob, everyone talks about next man up. What are the challenges as a unit to function when you've got guys coming and going, as you guys have had this year?
Communication. It's really huge on defense. You got to be able to talk to one another and understand, when things are changing, that everyone has to understand that their specific role has changed with the play that's being changed. So, again, that just comes with repetition. So guys that are, out there communicating, talking to one another, letting each other know exactly what we're in when the ball snapped.
With some of the changes you've had in the defensive front seven this year, have your responsibilities changed at all or maybe evolved? I know you guys are a game-playing team, but how much does your role change week to week?
Well, I don't want to get into specifics of it, but, with me being here as long as I have, I've kind of been able to experience multiple things that we've done as a defense. So with anything that we do, I'm pretty experienced with being able to play linebacker or play D-end. It's something that I've done in the past, and it's good to just have some experience at both of those positions.
Rob, what have you seen from their running back Bell? I know he was a little banged up to start the year, but
yeah, I think that they're they're an explosive team on the outside. They like to try and get the ball to the edges, and we have to do a good job. Me and Chandler have to do a good job of setting the edge and just being strong in the running game there, to where they can't just run the ball outside.
Inspired at all by the socks? Maybe let this beard keep going to the end of the season.
I mean, I've been doing this for a couple years now, guys. So this isn't the Boston Red Sox beard right here. This is just the Ninko beard. I've been doing this for like 3 years. So, we'll see how many of those guys shave them off. Because they're not. I'm sure Ellsbury's taking his off. But yeah, I did. Yeah, congrats to those guys. It's it's a great. When you're a little kid, you're thinking about playing in the Super Bowl, the World Series, and you get to that point and you win it. It's got to be pretty special. I'm still, trying to get to my win in the Super Bowl.